We call the segment Telling Your Story. Guests in studio on behalf of our great local opportunities to, well, spend your experience years in some pretty cool places, including Clark and those at Porta Hill, St. Anne's, Emmanuel Hospice, and more. So stepping up to the plate, this is Your Life in about 12 minutes. Joyce Gifford, Clark resident who lives at Clark at Keller Lake. Good morning to you, Joyce.
Good morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you. We always start with getting to know your background, and thanks for drawing the lucky straw.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Yes. What's your background? I understand you grew up in the, I'm doing the math, in the 30s and 40s outside of Chicago?
Yes, in a near town named Lansing, Illinois. I actually lived in Calumet City, Illinois. And I was born in 1933, so yes, I grew up in the 30s and 40s.
Yes, yes. Different time? That was a different time than
It was
than
a different
today.
Time, a different, yeah. Yes, I was going to say the good old days.
And that's, I guess, what I was looking for. Was it the good old days?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no.
Let's continue with your life. You moved from Illinois to Michigan. Why did you do that?
Because of my husband. My husband was a student at Valparaiso University in Valparaiso, Indiana. And Ford Motor Company came on campus looking for future employees. And they hit it off, and the end of the story, or the beginning of a new adventure, that meant he was hired by Ford, worked there for 30 years. We moved to Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, boy. So I bet you've been to all of the Dearborn, the green?
Greenfield Village.
Oh, yes.
That's a
kid.
Classic.
Yes. So, first of all, have you lost your husband?
Yes.
Yes.
I lost my husband 6 years ago. He had Parkinson's and vascular dementia.
Yes, but you had some kids. You're raising six kids at this time that you move to Dearborn. Tell me a little bit about that time in your life.
At that time of my life, my husband had retired at age 54, which was amazing, and so we had a whole new life ahead of us.
Did you choose that opportunity?
Yes, we did. We had a son who lived here in Grand Rapids and a couple grandkids, and so we thought, all the rest of the kids are out of the house and scattered across the country. Thought Grand Rapids is a lovely place. Let's move there.
Yes.
Well, you know the classic story. You move to where your kids are, and
right.
Then one day he comes and says, "Mom, I hate to tell you this, but we're being transferred to Texas." And I thought, I'm not going to Texas.
Nothing personal, but your heart was set on Grand Rapids.
Oh, I love Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids is a wonderful city. We were impressed so much right away by the friendliness. And the thing that impressed us so much was every time we went out to eat in a restaurant, we noticed people saying grace before they ate their meal. And being strong Christians, that was a plus for us. We thought we landed in the right spot. God's put us in the right spot.
What time, what year was that?
That was 1991.
Yes. And at that point, any kids in the area? I know you said your son had moved to Texas. Were you on your own, or did you have some grounding here?
I had one daughter who had graduated from Adrian College and came to Grand Rapids and worked for the Grand Rapids Press doing some sports writing and PR things. But then she moved back to the Adrian area and down near Toledo.
So, again, you and hubby went out to eat a lot.
Right.
Yes. Let's get into some holiday memories that you remember back to from where growing up, from your growing up days.
From my growing up days, I came from a family of 10 children, and so Christmas was not the big commercial thing that it is now. It was mainly being together, sharing family time, and simple gifts, sometimes homemade things, very, very simple, very plain. As my children came along, I think I was trying to make up for all the things that I didn't have as I was a kid growing up. And so Christmas became the holiday, the big event.
Yeah.
Christmas is a favorite time in our family,
yeah,
because it's the time when we all gather together from all parts of the country.
What were your traditions?
Our traditions were always Christmas Eve, we would go to church for a Christmas Eve service.
Most here, you had the kids come to Grand Rapids.
Kids always come home for Christmas. That's an unwritten rule. They choose the rule.
Right.
And I'm blessed to have that. But we always go to church on Christmas Eve, then back to the house to have cookies and appetizers and fellowship. And then the little ones would hang stockings, grandchildren hang stockings. And then Christmas Day, we'd gather again. And we had a Christmas marathon for 4 or 5 days.
Again, back to your childhood, we know the difference in life. Obviously, we won't all be, you didn't hang out with smartphones at the table. Anything unique about your childhood tradition?
No, but just in comparison, the simplicity of it, yes. But yet the happiness of that simplicity. I mean, I think today's children are so deluged with so much that they don't appreciate the simple things. I was grateful for everything, every toy I got, every little thing I got.
You played with it until the eye fell off.
That's right, you got it.
You still have any of your old toys?
My mother-in-law kept the old toys after the kids were grown up because there were still other brothers and sisters who had, and their family who had children. So she had a box in her closet, and there would be puzzles and teddy bear with one eye and that kind of thing. So those toys were used forever.
Did you mention that you're going to church and having a fellowship? Was there a movie or any other show that you needed to see that you need to see during Christmas time? It's a Wonderful Life.
That's probably our favorite one. We'd gather around and sit and watch a movie together. But going back to my childhood, there was no television. Or if there was television, it was very, very early stages. So we would gather around the radio. You know, it was a big cabinet that sat on the floor, and you sat around it, and you imagined things. You imagined the scenery. You imagined the characters, what they looked like. But we didn't watch movies.
Did you have siblings?
I have 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
So you came from a big family.
I came from a very big family.
Did you want to have a big family yourself?
Well, yes and no. I know the joys of having a big family because you always had someone to love you and to share things with. I just had such great success with the first 3 that I decided to have 3 more.
Have 3 more. Awesome. What are you looking forward to doing this Christmas, Joyce?
Well, tradition continues at our house. We will do everybody coming in from all parts of the country. And I live in a condo at Keller Lake, and space is limited, but our joke is don't get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom because you might step on somebody sleeping in a sleeping bag. But the idea is to gather under one roof and share our love for one another and just get caught up.
Nice. Tell me about living at Keller Lake.
I love living on Clark at Keller Lake. It's a combination of wonderful scenery, convenience to shopping areas. It's not as big as the Franklin campus. That's the big campus, but we're the satellite. But wonderful neighbors, and it's just a pleasant place to live. I love Keller Lake.
Awesome. Any other, what's your secret to staying successful and pretty and healthy?
Keep moving.
Okay.
My father always said, if you rest, you rust.
Yeah.
So just to try to stay involved, to try to stay vital, try to give the focus of your life to be service to God and to your community, and just to be a good friend wherever you can be.
Awesome. You're a pretty good cook? You can say no.
No.
It's okay.
Well, cooking for a large family is more about quantity rather than quality.
Yes. And that's how you grew up. Well, thank you very much, Clark at Keller Lake, your home away from home, and certainly thank you for sharing your story as well. Anything else you'd like to share?
Thank you so much for having me, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Right. Take care. Joyce Gifford, our spotlight on Joyce, our telling your story. Thanks to Clark, Manual Hospice, St. Anne's, Porter Hills. If you have a story to share, let us know.